You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, is joining us this morning on the WBEN Live Line. President Trump, Dave, considering sending National Guard troops to Chicago and other cities, despite the mayor of Chicago and the Illinois governor saying, don't come.
Absolutely. And this is in advance of what has been happening first in Los Angeles and now in Washington, D.C., and seems to be part of a larger plan by the president to, in essence, federalize law enforcement through one fashion or another, not only, again, in Washington, D.C., but in other cities across the country. So the question now is to what extent and for what reason? Of course, law enforcement is typically a local function for municipalities in whatever state we're talking about, be it Chicago, New York City, Los Angeles, Houston, Dallas, the list goes on. But this is obviously an escalation and very much striking to a point that Donald Trump has been making for years, which is that he feels that urban areas, there's too much crime there, and that something has to be done to change the equation.
Well, it's something that's obviously going to be challenged. I mean, all of this is going to be challenged in the courtroom. We heard from the mayor of Chicago, said legal options are currently being evaluated. It brings to question what the president can do for how long and what the courts might do to say otherwise.
Correct. And let's remember what the National Guard, the normal course of action is for their deployment. Typically, the National Guard is led by the governor of an individual state. Now, Washington, D.C. is an anomaly because it's not a state, and the president of the United States has the ability to deploy the National Guard here within the federal district. But if you're talking about Maryland or Virginia next door or any of the other 48 states, then you're usually talking about a very, very different scenario. Now, the president does have the ability to go above and beyond what a governor is doing and, in essence, federalize the National Guard for certain purposes. But when we think of the National Guard, we don't typically or really ever think of the National Guard in the context of law enforcement. We think about them if a hurricane hits Florida or South Carolina and there's disaster response to be done. We think if there's a riot or civil unrest of a non-standard law enforcement sort, but an acute situation that needs to be stopped, then we think of the National Guard. And there's many other reasons, including military reasons, obviously, where the National Guard can be deployed overseas. So this is really entering a sort of a new phase, maybe, dare I say, a new era if this is prolonged. And absolutely, this is going to be something that is litigated because it is so different, it's so unprecedented, and it really cuts against what the National Guard's use has typically been throughout the country.
Something else that is happening in D.C. that others are wondering if it could happen elsewhere, the president signed an executive order yesterday to ban cashless bail. Could that
absolutely
be something that could come here to New York State?
It's A little bit more difficult to imagine that that will happen state by state, although it seems like anything these days could be possible. Cashless bail is something that the president sees is a major advantage in keeping accused criminals of behind bars and in not back on the streets as soon as they have been accused of a crime. There are obviously major civil liberty implications here because the standard of innocent until proven guilty is about as American as anything that you could point to. So the notion that we would be keeping people behind bars who are not convicted in a court of law, who are innocent until they are proven guilty, is also something that is legally fraught and absolutely will be fought in the courts.
We've only heard since these laws were enacted, whether it's law enforcement, prosecutors, I mean, even politicians in their own way say it's hindering what they're able to do. I'm thinking of the Kia thefts over the last 2 years as being one of these main areas where, hey, a lot of these, they're too young. We can't do anything about it because of the way the laws are written. So what are we going to do? Yet no one seems to want to change it. Is this almost an area where the president is looking at it and saying, hey, look, I'll be the bad guy for everybody. No one has the political will to do this, and I'm just going to put my neck out there and say whatever.
That seems to be precisely what he's doing, and that's been a theme of his administration since he's become president, that he's willing to do things that go beyond what any president is in the past typically done, at least in modern U.S. history, when it comes to all manner of things, whether that be tariffs or law enforcement in this case. And so this is not surprising in that regard to the issue that you brought up, Brian, of juvenile justice and juvenile crime. This is a major issue in Washington, D.C., and in other countries, other cities around the country that are grappling with similar situations. So how do you deal with that? I mean, we could do a whole show on that. Usually, again, this is the function of local law enforcement to come up with those answers. And if you believe that states have rights and municipalities should have rights, then you might be concerned about the idea of the federal government coming in and taking over and superseding local functions. But at the same time, too, if you are concerned about crime in your area, this may be a welcomed change, although at least here in Washington, D.C., it's not very welcomed at all.
And the president, too, yesterday said he's firing a member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, although Lisa Cook says she's not resigning. Who's right?
Yeah, well, we don't know. And this is also, too, likely going to be litigated. You can see a pattern here, right? Donald Trump and his administration have accused her of committing mortgage fraud. She says that's a lie and completely untrue, and that this is being used as some sort of subtext to remove her because Donald Trump wants to have greater control over the Federal Reserve. So that's going to be the debate. She says she's not going to resign. Donald Trump seemingly wants to remove her by force. And if he does so, that is a major question as to whether that would be legal. We do know that Donald Trump has either attempted to or has removed other people on independent boards that are part of the government, including the Federal Election Commission. And so this is, again, an escalation, something that goes above and beyond what any president in modern history has tried to do.
Dave, thank you. Dave Leventhal, Washington Insider, joining us live here on WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.